Says the Lord, because I have made known to you all I have learned from my Father.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you.
Jesus said to the crowds, "The kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in a field, which someone has found. He hides it again, goes off happy, sells everything he owns, and buys the field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant looking for fine pearls. When he finds one of great value, he goes and sells everything he owns, buys it." This is the Gospel of the Lord.
Praise you, Lord Jesus Christ.
When God had first made man, he brought to him all the animals. See what he would call them. Each one was to bear the name the man would give it. And I always see in this image that coming to terms with the world, which fills up the first part of our lives, is a fascinating process. And the baby goggling into the unhelpful images that come from unfocused eyes. They gave us a picture on telly a little while ago of what a baby actually sees, because eyes don't converge properly yet, and yet two images of everything. It's a frightening world. You never know where things are coming at you from with any accuracy. And a baby's muddled gaze is one of the most charming things about them. And their tendency to close their eyes is absolutely comprehensible. And as little by little they explore the great world, taking in as much as they can before it knocks them sideways and sends them back to sleep, they are absorbing knowledge and competence with horrendous speed. 1 minute they're flat on their backs, and the next minute they're swinging off chandeliers. It's a devastating, dizzying process to watch, and certainly impossible to predict. And one of the most absorbing, energetic stages to go through is the stage of collecting things. Some people never get out of it, of course. But that ability to start to learn about something and to learn how to recognize and choose between things, to learn what is better in the collection, what is less valuable, and at last to come to have goals. Find this, acquire that. These refinements of understanding lead on to a refinement of desire. And in the personal life, the same thing is slowly coming to birth in most people. The man gave names to all the animals, but no helpmate suitable for him was found among them. And God said, "It is not good for the man to be alone." And so that strange surgical operation ensues, where God cuts the man into a deep sleep and splits him in half, so that humanity from then onwards has to be assembled anew in love. And then we know what we are looking for, what we're searching after. And we enter through the physical world into the realm of the spiritual as we seek to be united and to be whole. In the Gospel, too, there is a learning, searching process. And Jesus says, the kingdom of heaven is when you find it. It's like a treasure hidden in the field which someone has found. Treasure hidden in the field is neither here nor there. No doubt, in this country, as in most civilized places, the earth holds enormous treasures that nobody has ever found. Perhaps nobody ever will. But the treasure that has been found is something different. It has someone's eye on it, and it is precious. And in the name of it, the man goes off happy to sell everything he owns and buy the field. That's a very important thing. This treasure has got to cost him everything else that he's got. He's got to put everything else he's got behind him in order to possess this treasure. That's the kingdom of heaven. The kingdom of heaven is like a merchant who is looking for fine pearls. He is the man who is refining his desire. He's looking for fine pearls. He's got a lot, perhaps. He's been trading for years. But now he finds one which is worth all the rest. And so he sells all the rest to buy it. That's what the kingdom of heaven is like. And if you look through the gospel, you'll find the same question being asked. Master, what must I do to inherit eternal life? Keep the commandments. I've kept the commandments. What more must I do? This urge to refine and to advance. It's at the heart of us. Jesus looks at him steadily and loves him and says, there is one thing you lack. Go and sell everything you have. Give it to the poor and you'll have treasure in heaven. And then come and follow me. And he went away sad because he was a young man of great wealth. And Jesus said, how hard it is for the rich to enter the kingdom of heaven. Now that turning point illustrates something from our parable. It's the moment where we count everything else as rubbish that is the precious moment, the moment where the kingdom comes. It's the same in a human relationship, of course. When the love of another person is worth the loss of everything else, we know that it is real. And everything else comes second. Now this is a very rare thing, and the parable today is one which judges all of us, because there are very few, surely, who could hear about this without feeling inadequate to it. We say, I can't put everything else out of my mind for the kingdom of heaven. I have people depending on me. I have a family to sustain, I've got a mortgage to pay, I've got people to work for, people whose jobs depend on mine, the rest. I don't have the freedom to be that kind of Christian. I don't think that that consideration, real as it is, and valid as it is, I don't think that it negates this parable. Because in our lives there are the forces which gather us together and demand us to lay down our lives. And We do obey them in important places. And the parable is saying, it is there when you do that that the kingdom of heaven comes. And immediately, our lives fall into a new kind of arrangement. The heart and the important things in our life appear in a new light. Meditating on the cataclysm of winning the lottery, not that I have, but meditating upon it, it does happen to people. I sometimes wonder whether they are spiritually prepared to inherit the power that it will give them. It must be an embarrassing thing when you've bought the biggest or most elegant house in the best part of the country, and you've got the nicest couple of cars in the garage you could think of, the nicest possible colour, and you've had the place wallpapered, and you eat one dinner a day. To discover that perhaps you really don't know what you want, you really don't know where your heart is really set. That this dream that if I had the power, I would live royally, is actually an illusion, because I don't know what to do with my life. I don't know what to use the powers that I have. And I think that we who live with perhaps a wistful castle in Spain or two, in whatever terms, even moral terms, that if this and this and this were so, I would live more generously, I would live more truthfully, I would live more justly. That we are actually putting off the good day when we enter the kingdom of God. This gospel is like the gold key. I'm talking in children's stories a lot today. The gold key that opens a mysterious door which leads to life. And I think it is worth a lot of meditation today. The pearl of great price, the treasure that we have found, and the selling off of everything else to buy what is really precious. Let us proclaim the churches.